Audio script 10.
School days around the world are extremely different, and each country has its own specific educational norms. How much homework do they give? How many hours are in the school day? How many school days do they have? Here is a quick look at how 6 countries around the world handle everything from classroom instruction to homework. Chile has the highest average amount of instructional hours worldwide for primary school students. This Chilean spent 1,007 hours a year behind a desk. Chile is at the top of Latin American countries in reading and math. The country with the most heavy metal bands is also home to one of the world's best school systems. Finland not only has some of the world's brightest children, they have some of the luckiest. On average, Finnish kids receive no more than 3 hours of homework a week. Plus, there are no exams and no grades. In order to be at the top, you have to put in the work. Singapore ranks high, both in the world's smartest kids category and most hours spent on homework, nearly 9.5 hours a week. The country has spent the past 40 years transforming their economy from a blue-collar-based job market to a tech-based, white-collar one. The French are a sophisticated bunch. For years, the French have kept Wednesdays sacred. Older kids get Wednesdays off, but may have school's lessons on Saturdays. Even with the midweek break, French students are still in a class for 8 hours every other day, with a 90-minute lunch break, because the French are very French when it comes to their cafeteria food. Everyone loves Costa Rica. You can surf in 2 oceans. It scores high on the happiness index. And it's winning at literacy, because 98% of people aged 15 to 24 can read. It's because the country spends a huge 8% of their GDP on education. The United States spends about 6.4% by comparison. Costa Rica devotes its money to young minds. You think Japanese schools have the most homework? Untrue. Japanese kids have averaged just 3.8 hours a week, but still manage to be on the higher end of the worldwide math scores. The reason for the limited homework isn't because they have it easy. It's because most kids have school after school, or gakudo. It serves more as a daycare for kids, but since they're at school, there is still learning to be done.